Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are live at the Convention Center, Radio Row. Ian Hoke is with me. Luke Augusta is our location tech. You've heard the news. The NFL is going to Ireland. And, you know, we have a great affinity for St. Patrick's Day here in New Orleans. It's just one of the big celebrations in our city. And so from Pro Football Ireland, Dara Gallagher joins us on WWL. Dara, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, it's so cool to be here. It's so cool to have New Orleans Radio. This is just like the most... I never thought Ireland would be on a stage like this, like the Super Bowl Radio Row.
It's great. And, you know, we're both gingers. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
Yeah, you know, my family...
Hard to miss that.
My family goes back to... I'm half Irish, half French, and the Irish part of me goes back to Wexford.
Yeah, the city, obviously, you know about, like, the French connection with Louisiana and New Orleans, but
yes.
I mean, Ireland has just like this far higher, like I didn't realize there was such a connection here. You always hear about it in the Northeast with Boston and that, but yeah, it seems like everyone you meet here, they're some, at least some part Irish, which is so cool.
Look, and when we get into February, we already start thinking about St. Patrick's Day. I mean, it is huge.
Yeah.
Here. All right, so let's talk about the NFL going to Ireland. How excited are you?
Oh, I'm so excited. I mean, we've got a big brand in the Steelers. There's talk that they could be bringing in another big brand with them to play up against them. I mean, it's been a long time coming. We've had, obviously, we're used to traveling over the 2-hour flight or so over to England, but I mean, culturally, Ireland is its own entity, and we're so looking forward to getting the game. Yeah.
So there is big interest in the NFL in
Ireland. Huge, and it's growing year on year. It's the mainstream knowledge of what we call American football in Ireland is so much higher now than what it was maybe even 5 years ago, and it's probably double what it was 10 years ago. Yeah.
Why do you think that's happened?
I don't know. I think it's becoming more available to us social media-wise, and just in general, we've got better TV deals now. You can catch every game. You can catch Red Zone. And there's the likes of Pro Football Ireland, and what we've done and what other outlets have been able to do, which is spread the game and promote the game in Ireland and bring like big guests like Schefter and those guys over to promote the game in Ireland. Like that's at least a part of it.
Now, Dara, football to you has really been soccer.
Yes.
I mean, you guys call
Absolutely.
Soccer football.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little different. But, you know, there are some similarities, especially to rugby, know, with
and
with
Ireland
football.
Is very, very good at rugby. We're world number one, or I don't know, maybe two now. But, yeah, we're right up there with the big dogs down in New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah. So an exciting time. What will it be like game day in Dublin?
I'm as excited for that as you are, like, because we've no precedent for what this could be. The stadium is magnificent. That's one of the things that we're really proud of. If you ask any Irish person about Croke Park, where this game is going to be played, it's an 82,500-seater stadium. It's a big dog. It's got one open end, which is Hill 16, which was years and years ago when there was the war between the English and the Irish. The rubble that was of the ruins of the city city was built up to make a stand so that people could watch the game. So they built it on a slope. And that was obviously over years they paved it and it became a regular surface. But that is what Hill 16 is, which is an iconic piece of Irish history. Croke Park is steeped in history. It's well over 100 years old and it's just a gigantic stadium.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Do you think some of the women and some of the girls in Ireland, they have crushes on American football players?
Oh man, when I got here, the first thing I did was I got into opening night. I shuffled my way up to Travis Kelce as far as I could, got out my phone, opened Instagram, took a picture, story, post, everything they want, and they come flooding in because they all love Travis Kelce. Yeah. No, but I mean, that's part of Ireland breaking into the mainstream is what the likes of Kelce have done on a global basis. And you know, it's the kind of thing, your guys in with the Saints, we've got Charlie Smith, who's on your practice squad, grew up 10 minutes from me as kicker. He was in a kicking competition with Blake Groupie, who obviously had a good season. But, yeah.
Go ahead. As the interest in Ireland in the NFL is increasing, how do Irish fans choose a team or a franchise to kind of be allegiant to? How do you decide who to root for?
This is funny. There's a funny like running joke in Ireland that at least everyone has at least one piece of random NFL merch, and chances are if you pick up that one piece of merch, that's your team. I'm a Green Bay Packers fan for no other reason other than I had a Packers hat when I was like 6 years old.
Nice.
I wish there was a cooler way for it, but that's literally how it works. There are bigger brands. The Steelers are a huge brand. They've done a lot in recent years to accumulate more fans. The Jags are kind of not, it's not working, but you know, they've been doing the whole London thing.
That tracks.
I don't know. They need the on-field product to be better, but the Patriots have always been big. The Dolphins go spanning back to the Dan Marino days. The Dolphins and Patriots have always been huge teams. So yeah.
Wow.
And the Guinness will be flowing.
Oh, the Guinness will be flowing. And let me tell you, if you're thinking about going to the game for Ireland, pull the trigger and go, because the Guinness in Ireland is 50 times better than what it is
really
anywhere outside of Ireland.
What?
And listen, it is a different drink, completely different drink.
So
they're doing us dirty.
Something is lost in the transportation of Guinness.
Yeah, it doesn't
to the
travel
US.
Well. And listen, it actually goes beyond that. I live an hour north of Dublin. The Guinness does not even travel well out of Dublin to Belfast.
Really?
Yeah, like
wow.
It's still really good where I get it, but Dublin Guinness is like miles better. It's seen as like, oh, we could go to Dublin just to get some Guinness. And then when you go outside of, it gets progressively worse the more it travels. I can't find a way to explain it. But yeah, it's okay in England and in the UK. Then you go out of Europe, you're like, and then you get out here and you're like, this is naughty. This is a completely different drink.
So have you had Guinness here in New Orleans?
Yeah, and I can get used to it. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's still good. People like Guinness.
Oh, yeah, it's still good. I'd still drink it. But, yeah, it's completely different to Dublin.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But can you confirm that there's a meal in every glass?
Oh, yeah, there's a meal in every single
That'll
glass.
Load you up.
Yeah, I love that one.
That's so I love this. This is interesting because I traveled in the Czech Republic many years ago and went to the Pilsner Urquell brewery. And that, I've never tasted anything like that. I mean, it came straight out of this spigot, out of this gigantic vat. I mean, it was unfiltered or unpasteurized, which probably contributed to why it tasting the way it did. But it was like ambrosia, man. It was the food of the gods. And then I've never been able to find that flavor anywhere else.
Yeah, top two biggest beer-consuming countries in Europe,
the Czech
Republic and us. Yeah,
so. Cool.
You know, there was a time when you coming from Belfast and this game being in Dublin and you coming here to the United States, there was a time when there would have been a lot of tension surrounding all
Absolutely.
This. So things are pretty much calmed down.
Things are calmed down. It's a relaxed, it's completely relaxed now. And yeah, like with my parents, even they, it was pretty much relaxed for them. But like, yeah, growing up now, like I'm in my 20s now. So like, it's kind of a, yeah, people my age don't really bother. It's almost like a story of a bygone time. And we don't even learn about it much in history, which, I mean, you can go do your own history research, but we kind of just, like, are ready to move on.
Yeah, you can listen to some of those early Cranberry songs.
Oh, yeah.
Singing
yeah.
about the bombs.
They're still great songs.
Yeah, they're great songs. Well, I'm glad that's worked out. So, look, I think this is exciting. I think the players are going to love being there. I know the NFL loves this. Can you conceive of a time when maybe there would be a team, an NFL team based in London or in Dublin or maybe Dublin and London?
It wouldn't have. I can't see it in Dublin in a million years, but London, it's a contender. I just think logically it's a really tough a really tough sell for players to, you know, get drafted there and have to go and play there.
Now, I'm sure you grew up playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so when did you become really involved in appreciating the NFL football?
I got into it from an early age. It's no different to Americans who get into soccer. I mean, I don't really understand what the... There's never a reason. Like, I still love soccer. It's still it was my main sport until I started going to Super Bowls and stuff. And you're like, okay, maybe I should take this more seriously.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is that there is a very loyal fan base in Ireland that follow American football. That when you get into it, you kind of get hooked. There isn't many like casual fans of it. Either you love it or you don't really know much about it.
Yeah, and so, you know, would anybody see like neighborhood kids out throwing a football?
No, funny. Well, we do have teams, and realistically, I should be, for the sake of it, I should be promoting those teams in the same, yeah. But like, in my opinion, it's not really all the way there yet. We have kickers coming from soccer and other sports like rugby where you're kicking a more suitable ball. Coming over here, we had four guys at the combine last year, but in terms of actual like players on offense and defense, we can't really produce much. We don't have the athletes. You guys, I don't know what they put in the water over here, but you guys are big.
there are a lot of people who aren't huge. So, Dara, let's talk about your feelings here in New Orleans. How do you feel about being here, and what is different about New Orleans than, say, Dublin?
Oh, I love New Orleans, and this is my first time. And I don't just say this because I'm on here. I've been, if you were to walk past that Pro Football Ireland desk, we've been saying it all week. This has been the coolest city in America that we've ever been to. And I, without any shadow of a doubt, that's what I say. It's been 10 out of 10. And I know people say, you know, well, maybe they've just scrubbed up for the Super Bowl and maybe it's looking a little nicer than usual. But it's been 10 out of 10. I've loved every second. I've loved the bars. I've loved the streets. We were in Vegas last year, and they're two very entertainment heavy cities, but where Vegas has the glitz and the glamour, this place kind of has the coziness and the homeliness. It feels like a European city.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's walkable. It's bright at night. It's warm. The weather here is just lovely.
I've been lucky this week.
I don't know. We must be lucky this week because I'm coming from, you know, almost freezing temperatures in February this time of year. So it's been so... I don't know. I brought all of these. Thank God they turned up the AC in here. Because if they didn't have the AC in here, I'd have brought a ton of, like, quarter zips and everything, and it's completely gone to a waste. Everything's just, like T-shirts.
You call that a quarter zip?
We call it quarter zips. You call them sweaters.
This is a quarter zip.
Yeah, that's a quarter zip.
I've never called it a quarter zip.
Yeah.
No?
But it's like a sweater, it goes a quarter of the way. But it's like a fleece.
It's like a fleece, a sweater.
So it's warm. No, they have it. It is cool here.
Is this Pro Football Ireland's? How many Super Bowls have you guys been able to go to?
We have done four, I want to say. Yeah, we started in LA for the one that didn't have Mahomes, and we've been stuck with Mahomes ever since. I think this is four. Yeah, we've done the whole of the three-peat or potential three-peat, and then the one before that. So yeah, it's been 4 years in the road. It's been so much fun. We went to Brazil the first game this year. So we're going to catch the first Eagles game and the last Eagles game of the year.
Oh, that's great.
We thought we wouldn't pass up the opportunity to go down there. So
you you have a regular show.
Yep.
What do you guys talk about on a regular basis when it's not the Super Bowl?
Well, we were laughing about this earlier because we talk about when's there going to be a game in Dublin, and now there is a game. So we're sitting over there all day saying, what are we going to talk about now? We've got nothing to do. After this game wraps up, we might just close up shop. We've got nothing to do anymore.
So like your whole quest has been, get a game in Dublin.
Low key, like that's kind of what it's been the whole time. We've just been like, if we can get a game in Dublin, our work here is complete. So I'm kind of optimistic that the league doesn't forget about us after what, like we're not a one and done kind of thing, you know. So we'll have optimism that there's going to be a lot of pressure in Dublin to really knock it out of the park. If the league really loves it and enjoys their time there, like the college series did, we host the opener of the college football season, week zero every year. We had game day come over and they had a blast last year. So if we can knock it out of the park like we did with that, and I'm optimistic that Dublin can, it could become a multi-year thing.
Well, Dara, I think, look, after you get this game, I think your show is going to explode because I think there'll be more interest in the NFL.
We've been roaming around here all day. This has been the most fun day of 4 years times by 5 days of Radio Row. This has been the craziest day yet.
Dara Gallagher, good luck to you, and thanks for joining us from Pro Football Ireland. All right.
Thanks very much. Nice to meet you.